Gate.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And our guest this afternoon is Doug Riggs, and Doug has an amazing story to tell about mind control. And what you really don't understand is that there really are people out there who are intent upon controlling the minds of other people. Doug, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your experience certainly dealing with these occult forces? Go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan, for having me back on your program. I appreciate being with you again. My journey began in the mid-80s when, just as a pastor teaching a Bible church, there were a number of people that began to come in for counseling because of inability to hear the Word of God, sometimes even read the Word of God, unable to resolve marital issues, you know, just the kinds of things that they were seeking freedom. And I had no idea what was behind so much of their problems. And so we just did the basic biblical counseling that, of course, you see in good counselors like Dr. Neil T. Anderson and Fred Dickinson and Mark Hubeck, some of these people who had years of experience. I didn't have any experience, so we began our journey of working with some of these people and finding out that many of them had an occult history, a hidden history. And as we continue to work with them, some of them were able to go free and come into some semblance of normalcy just through renunciation, generational sins and certain occult practices. But there was a core that were not going free. And at the time, I had no understanding of trauma-based mind control. So for about 5 years, we just we continued to work with these people. And then there were some that were not going free, as I said, and I had heard of trauma-based mind control, dissociative identity disorder, and I began to study and discover that several of our folks, a core group, had been subjected to trauma-based mind control. They were descendants of European royalty, and they were very highly programmed. And, of course, since that time, that was in 1991, I've worked for over 22 years with not only people here in our assembly, but all of the United States, been to South Africa, we're going to Germany, and contact people in Australia. This phenomenon is worldwide, and it's far more pervasive than anyone could ever imagine.
And I think that's really what's so amazing is most people, listen, they have no grasp of the fact that this permeates, these occult forces permeate every aspect of our society. Sometimes it runs from generation to generation. And of course, basically, what can you do? Certainly we've heard people just have to renounce these occult forces, but it's really not that simple, is it?
No, absolutely not. In fact, if there's no trauma in the person's history, you know, one or two sessions of renunciation of occult practices, generational sin, some of the baggage that people inherit because of generational sin. Of course, sins are forgiven at the cross in terms of our judicial standing before God, but experientially we can be carrying baggage. But whenever there's trauma introduced in early childhood and the personality is fragmented and the abusers are purposely causing the fragmentation through severe trauma, then they channel, spirits are actually channeled in and attached to the fragmentation and the disintegration of the person's identity. And then the Satan himself, through fallen angels, comes in and creates a structure through the trauma that is supernatural. So the person becomes a weapon within government, within the military, within the church, and the front presenter person can be completely amnesic to a whole multi-layered dissociative system that is highly structured, highly organized to carry out various purposes and strategies against coming chaos, the breakdown in society. There are a number of people programmed to go off. And, of course, right now we have, you know, much of the church has been infiltrated with these highly programmed individuals. And the people, most of them I worked with are Christians, but they didn't know this was in their background because the chronic trauma in early childhood results in dense amnesia. And so this is just the reality of trauma-based mind control.
Well, now, how do you separate trauma-based mind control from, say, something like schizophrenia, these psychiatric illnesses?
Yeah. Well, that's a good question. In fact, for many years, Dr. Colin Ross, Dr. Richard Clough, these are MDs. These are not Christians, but they're very competent in their field. Dr. Frank Putnam, before the diagnosis of multiple personality disorders was once called, began to be recognized, which, by the way, on my website, I do have two interviews that with presentations, rather, with a psychologist that clearly states that MPD is one of the oldest diagnoses in the psychiatric community. But to address your question, which is very important, schizophrenia is a biological brain disorder. It can only be treated by pharmacology. It cannot be addressed in terms of any kind of therapies, in terms of counseling. People have not seen the movie It's a Beautiful Mind. That is a classic case of schizophrenia, whereas dissociative identity disorder, formerly called multiple personality disorder, is a trauma-based disorder. It is not a brain disorder, and it can only be resolved by the right kind of therapy counseling that will help the person really to reclaim their life and out of all the fragmentation become integrated. And has, and of course, MPD or DID has absolutely nothing to do with schizophrenia, but many professionals misdiagnosed MPD for years as schizophrenia, and as professional clinicians began to work with these people, they recognized that the majority of them that had been classified as MPD, or excuse me, schizophrenia, were really dissociative as a result of chronic childhood trauma.
So basically, then, how do these people manifest themselves? Are they nervous? Are they tense? Do they really have different personalities? How do they present themselves, and how do they survive in society?
Well, you know, everyone's different, Dr. Stan. Most people enter therapy or counseling because they're depressed. Some of them hear voices in their head, where schizophrenia, the voice usually it appears to be outside their head, but with DID or multiple personality disorder, the voices are inside the head, and people don't know what that is sometimes. It's very distressing for them. Prayer warfare does not make the voices go away because these voices are fragmented aspects of the person's identity, and, of course, a good therapist or counselor can help the person recognize and how to work with these different parts of themselves to begin to consolidate and bring the person into more of a unified identity. But this takes a lot of work, and most pastors don't have the time for it. Most churches are not even aware that this is a problem, and they usually just treat it as a demonic phenomenon and try to cast out these voices, which only makes the situation worse, and often people become suicidal because spiritual warfare does not remove the voices when those voices are based on trauma and the splitting of the person's identity.
Well, basically, then, how do you actually address this? Do you just do this by talking to the people? How do you make them understand what's really gone on and really begin to face the trauma that really precipitated this whole issue?
Yeah, I think it's important for people who are working in this area to be trained in trauma and they understand the symptomatology of trauma. When I'm talking with people, it's asking the right questions. Sometimes when I'm asking, if they're in a state of great depression, we will pray and we'll ask God to help that person come to, you know, to identify where is this coming from, what has happened. Sometimes they'll start to hear voices, they'll have thoughts, and we will follow that trail back to the trauma, and then they will be gradually they become more aware that that which has been dissociated and protected through amnesia begins to bleed through, and they begin to able to access this. Now, most people, when they start counseling, they don't necessarily always have memories. Some of them do. Each person person is unique, and a counselor who is working in this field, you cannot stereotype this. You can't expect everyone to look like Sybil, because not all of them do. A lot of the switching.
Hold that thought. We're going to have to go to a break here. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Doug Riggs.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net, or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do always be self, being free of diseases, free of wealth. Home for Health.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget, and more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I can remember, I don't know, must be 30 years or so ago or more, when suddenly this whole idea of multiple personalities came out and the psychiatrists were treating this. And then, of course, there was certainly an effort to basically destroy this whole concept. In fact, there was an organization that was created, I've even forgotten the name of it, but its whole idea was to sort of poo-poo this idea of multiple personalities. But then when you looked and see who was actually was involved in this, they were people from the CIA. And I knew there was something wrong here, but I knew these CIA doctors were out there trying to convince us this trauma-based mind control situation was all fraudulent. What is the truth? Is there any? What part did the government play? Who was responsible for inflicting this trauma on people? And what was that whole issue all about?
Well, actually, the agenda of the CIA, because of their MK Ultra, they were involved in doing horrific damage to people through the MK Ultra projects, which you can, Jolly West and Gottlieb and some of these CIA people that were actually behind they created the false memory syndrome as a front to divert attention away from the liability that was incurred because of the botched program. In fact, Dr. Ewan Cameron in Montreal I forgot the name of the hospital there, through the depatterning, he was financed by the CIA, and there was a class action lawsuit that was settled out of court, and they sued, even though this was in Canada, they sued the CIA because the people knew the CIA was supporting this, so naturally the CIA had an invested interest in setting up this front organization called the False Memory Syndrome. And the point is, there's no such thing as a false memory syndrome. There is no syndrome. It's not found in the Diagnostic Statistical Manual for Mental Disorders. It's a ruse. It's designed to shield and cover up this horrific activity. As far as who is doing this, the people in my experience, the first generation, that is after World War II, members of the royal family hired Dr. Josef Mengele. They hired Dr. John Bowlby, who is the attachment theorist, Bowlby. And of course, there are many others that have been trained since then. Tavistock Institute in London was a center for much of the programming of the people I've worked with. Of course, there are centers all over the world. There are medical centers, military centers. This is very pervasive, and on my website I have a lot of this documented under the SRADID tab. But it's the information is out there, and of course, people like myself and others, Russ Dizdar, there's many people that have been working this field. Our friend, I have a number of therapists and counseling friends, been doing this for many years. The enemy wants to keep this covered up, Dr. Stan, because this is the most effective way for him to infiltrate the church, infiltrate the government military infrastructure without the person even knowing that this is embedded deep in their personality structure, because chronic trauma in early childhood creates dense amnesic walls, and the perpetrators and the programmers, they understand this.
I think it's so hard for people to really believe that anybody or any group or any organization would be intent upon creating trauma and creating mental disease. And yet, this is really what has happened, isn't it?
Well, it's not a mental disease. Now, schizophrenia is a mental or brain disease, but trauma disorders, it's not a disease. It's truly a disorder. But yes, these people that are doing this, they understand that purposely splitting a person's identity and then creating these alternate aspects of their identity to be programmed to carry out different roles, different functions within government, within the church. And a lot of these different personality states, these fragments of the identity, are charged with demons to enhance the programming. So the conditioning, the programming that is introduced during the trauma is also charged demonically. So it's a very complex thing, and if people are not aware of this, and it's in terms of how to identify it and how to work with it, most of these people that need help will leave the church frustrated because nobody can help them, nobody will understand, and that's the majority of the people that contact me, Dr. Stan, is that the church just doesn't, either if it knows about it, it doesn't want to deal with it because they're not trained. And, my desire is to see more and more people trained, and that's what we do. We do training seminars, as I mentioned. We just came back from South Africa, and we did training seminars down there for therapists and counselors. And there were no pastors there, Dr. Stan. And that's the tragedy, is where is the church when the church should be there to be the primary source of support and help for these people?
Well, how do they get the children? How do they get the children into these programs where they can actually traumatize them and then basically instill these split personalities?
This is generational. Everyone that I've worked with, their mother and then father and all the way back many generations. So what happens to the father, of course, does to the children, and there's, if it's a higher level programming agenda, then those that are involved in investing, the higher level programmed issues around the New World Order and bringing in Antichrist, they have full access to these people because it's multi-generational, it's intrafamilial, so that's what the children are available to these programmers and to the enemy from birth.
I mean, the thing is, it sounds so incredible. I have no question at all that it's real, that this thing has actually happened, that we have all these victims out here. Can they actually, many times, take these people and they will be sort of sleeper? They don't even realize they've been programmed. And then something, they'll come along with a trigger word or phrase and simply take them over?
Well, absolutely. If anyone has read Russ Dizdar's book, The Black Awakening, of course, he documents in his 600-page book of those that are what's called super soldiers, chosen ones. I mean, there's this level, and then there's the other level that I'm more familiar with, and that is they're structured on a spiritual level to be weapons so that they actually can channel spirits, they can bring down pastors, they can create a spiritual atmosphere that dumbs down the church and dumbs down the Christian ability to the person's ability to have a proper sense of spiritual awareness. I mean, it's a warfare. I mean, how do you explain, Dr. Stan, that we do not war against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, with the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places? How do you describe that to someone unless they're, first of all, born again and they're attuned and aware that we are in a real spiritual battle? And when you enter this level where there's trauma-based mind control, then the spiritual battle is very, very intense, and it's very hidden. The adversary knows how to keep it hidden.
And actually, we carry Russ Dizdar's book. What is the title of it again?
It's called The Black Awakening.
The Black Awakening. Ladies and gentlemen, you can get this. This isn't something we don't talk too much about. We probably ought to talk a lot more about it because it has infiltrated the church. It infiltrates every aspect of our lives. And going along certainly with the intelligence agencies or the demonic aspects that are working behind the scenes at the highest levels of our government, all you need to do is look at the logo, the Trilateral Commission that controls the government today. What is it? Well, at the very center, there's an upside down broken cross. That's an ancient logo. It goes back long before Jesus Christ, before his crucifixion, to the ancient mystery religions and secret society. Why is that the logo of the Trilateral Commission?
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with the Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed, and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Russ Dizdar. And basically, before we go on, Russ, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get to your website or get more information on this subject that they're interested in?
Yes, thank you. My name is, of course, Doug Riggs.
Doug Riggs, of course.
I just made reference to Russ Dizdar before we went on the break. But Russ is a great guy, and in fact, I was just with him here this last weekend. But again, my name is Doug Riggs, and my website is that DougRiggs.org. And it's titled Ministry for the End Times, and my desire is to see the body of Christ build up, awakened, and prepared for the perilous times in which we are now living.
Well, now, do you see that there is a connection then between the intelligence agencies and these demonic forces?
Well, people have their own agenda, and whenever they pursue a course in the psyops and the desire to be, you know, to be one up, say, between the Soviets intelligence and the American intelligence, they get involved with the supernatural, not necessarily because they're seeking it, but because they're going into areas that are forbidden in the Word of God, and if they don't realize that that's what they're doing, they can become demonized and weapons of Satan, and in their belief, they may not even believe in Satan. They could be atheists, yet they can be weapons of the adversary to carry out an agenda that they're completely ignorant of.
And I think it's so vitally important that people understand this is not imaginary, it's real. And there really are people out there who wonder, mind control today, trauma-based mind control. Well, basically, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number for this program is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. And you said you'd just been to South Africa. Is this a problem in South Africa as well?
Absolutely. We saw the same level of highly programmed people that I've been working with here in the States for 27 years. Actually, the MPD has been about 22 years. But yeah, it's pervasive there. There's some other little bit of nuances that are different, but there most of them are white. And Dr. Stan, every one of them were Christians. I've never worked with someone who's trauma-based mind control at a very high level who wasn't a Christian. So that should tell us that the adversary has an invested interest in going after the body of Christ in these last days. And of course, we've been invited to go to Germany. The same kind of phenomenon is there. I've been in contact with counselors and people throughout Australia. The same thing is there in New Zealand. I was just talking with Russ Dizdar this last weekend that he's going to Russia. It's pervasive over there in Russia, throughout Europe. So this has been going on. We're in the now fourth generation since post-World War II. And so it's very hidden. It's clandestine. In fact, if you look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7, Paul says, the mystery of iniquity right now is working supernaturally until the restrainer is removed. The word mystery in the Greek means secret. It's something hidden. So the mystery of iniquity is not mystery, it's a secret. And the adversary does his most effective work right under the radar of the church that's spiritually asleep.
And basically, what sort of response do you get from the Christian church, from Christian missionaries, by Christian ministers, when you talk about this sort of thing?
Like I said, when we were in South Africa, we did 2 3-day seminars, one in Pretoria and one in Cape Town. The people who were there that attended, there was over about 120 there in Pretoria, and right around a little less than that in Cape Town. Most of them were psychologists, psychiatrists. Many of them are just Christian counselors. A lot of them were survivors, and there were just very few pastors. And I think because the worldview of pastors does not allow for this level of evil, because if you start talking about this level of evil, then it's like you're trying to make the devil too much. You're focusing too much on the devil. Well, that's not the issue. Whatever the enemy has done, we have to deal with things as they are. God has made provision. We're to tread upon serpents and scorpions, as it says in Luke. No harm shall befall you. I mean, God has given us the equipment as pastors and Christians. But first of all, we have to be aware of the enemy, and then be equipped and trained how to deal with this level of spiritual warfare and infiltration into the church, because it's primarily targeting the church where this is the venue where I work and train people.
And basically, of course, this is a demonic effort, at least in my estimation, to undermine the very fabric of the church. Would that be a fair statement?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the demonic is very much involved, but the enemy has sophisticated ways to demonize a person. Now, if you take a little child, you start traumatizing them from the day they were born, and during that trauma, during the splitting process, the people who are doing this are purposefully channeling in spirits to attach to the trauma, to attach to the fragmentation. This is highly structured and highly organized. So, yes, it is that you're dealing with the demonic phenomenon, but you know, when you're working with people that are deeply fragmented and wounded, Dr. Stan, you can decontaminate them to a certain level from the demonic, but you still have to deal with the fragmentation. And a lot of this, where they're really programmed at a deep level, when they are traumatized, they won't stop the trauma until they call upon certain spirits or entities. And then when the entities come in, it shields them from the trauma. So the person is conditioned to depend upon demonic entities to escape pain. So it's a kind of thing and a kind of level of evil that most pastors just don't want to deal with because of its complexity and level of evil. But that doesn't help people who want to get out. And so you know, where there are pastors are in, that are involved, they're few, but I'm very grateful that there are some out there that are committed. And if they can't do the work themselves, you know, in their work, allow some of the people that are working in their assemblies, their churches, to get trained to help these people, because there's far more people seeking help than there are those that are equipped and able to deal with this, Dr. Stan.
Well, basically, Chris, when you approach somebody, do you start out with prayer? How do you actually start out dealing with this person and begin to unravel this whole incredible story?
Well, yes, a lot of people come with various kinds of issues and trouble, but oh, absolutely. We commit everything to prayer. It's in the, you know, I would say in the name of Jesus Christ, we command anything that represents the enemy, all demonic working, to be bound to silence. I only allow the person's humanity to be here. Anything that represents a demonic attachment, I command to be bound, subject to the blood of Jesus Christ, so that I can start working with the humanity and the brokenness without dealing with some of the more charged aspects. Now, you still have to deal with some of the deeply embedded demonic, but we have authority. We can deal with that. That's not the primary problem. It's the trauma-based programming that makes this such a challenge. The demons understand the authority of Jesus Christ, and if we as believers understand the authority of Jesus Christ, that's not the primary issue. It's understanding the level of complexity that is associated with programmers like what Dr. Mengele has done. I mean, this was highly sophisticated work that was done by these people, and it's difficult to undo, but God has given us strategy through the years, Dr. Stan, so that what took us 10 or 12, 15 years ago before, you know, in the beginning, that has been cut down to much less time. It's still hard work. There's no quick fix, but God has shown us a much more effective way just through the years of trial and error and many failures and getting back up and allowing the Lord to train us. And just like today, I was working with a girl, Dr. Stan, and I just asked the Lord quiet as she was sharing with me some of the things that she's going through. She was crying and she had some distress, and I'm in my inside. I'm asking the Lord, and the Lord, I don't hear him in voices, but I just get this. I've learned through the years. Just I need to go. I need to just ask the question. What about the exalted enthroned empress? And that aspect was there. Of course, I know her history, and by me asking that didn't create that. It came out because the Lord had revealed that. But often it's just trial and error, and it's learning to how to hear the voice of God and help the person you work with to begin to hear God's direction and voice. And I don't mean an audible voice, but I mean He's there. You know, the Spirit will guide us and lead us into all truth, Jesus says in John 16. Well, that includes the truth that these people need to know to be set free.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be right back.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net, or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do all to self, being free of diseases, real well.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp. I say go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down. They keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org.
Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
If you're going to take just one natural supplement, why not 7-in-1? That's Cardovite, a 7-in-1 tonic for life from NutraMedical.com. Cardovite contains 7 synergistic herbs to promote maximum wellness for your heart and whole body. Take Cardovite to detoxify, rejuvenate, and stimulate tissue regeneration of all your cells and organs. Cardovite from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutraMedical.com contains 7 super herbs: cayenne, garlic, hawthorn, valerian, milk thistle, ginkgo biloba, and bilberry. The 7 herbs in Cardovite act in such a way that each herb is enhanced in the presence of the others. For hypertension, heart attack, stroke prevention, sexual function, brain circulation, lowering cholesterol, and improving circulation, take Cardovite, the tonic for life. Order online at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutraMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Doug Riggs, and certainly we have somebody calling from Tennessee. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I just wanted to say thank the Lord for somebody finally bringing this to light about the level of mind control that is going on that people don't even realize, and especially within the church. You know, a lot of times we've got these huge churches because they can mind control just one man. You know,
well,
to have mind control.
Yeah, basically, a lot of this is covered in this excellent book called The Dark Awakening by Doug Riggs. But I'm glad that you recognize this, and that basically we have a 4-tape set on mind control going into the background of the things that certainly Doug is talking about. And this is a very real problem. I sort of regret that we haven't talked about it for some time. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Well, what I'd like to say is probably that the level that the government is worried about these preachers is because when people hear unusual information, I mean, they will accept it in church. So they have went out of their way to prevent a Martin Luther King or to prevent someone to tell them the truth. And it's really demonic. You know, ever since they let Aquino run the NSA, and they've got satellites and lasers running into homes, and, I mean, it is literally, it's awful what's going on now.
Okay, fine. Well, thank you so very much. Really appreciate your call. And we're almost out of time. Doug, do you have any comments at all? What's the message you'd like to leave with our listeners today?
You know, you were, of course, addressing this issue of trauma-based mind control, and that's what I've been doing for years. But, Dr. Stan, my primary emphasis as a pastor is to train and equip the body of Christ for these last days. There are so many that are confused about, you know, are we going to go through and are we going to have to face the Antichrist and all these kinds of things. A lot of Christians, they have lost hope. And so what I did for the last 3 years and 4 years is to try to equip the body of Christ for these last days. And for those that might be interested, if they go to my website and under the Bite Show, I have posted a number of teachings that have Bible teachings. The whole purpose is to help believers become aware of what they need to know in these last days to be equipped to the Word of God. And of course, other sections of the website. There's current ministry. There's a counseling tab. There's the SRADID, which addresses what we're talking about today. So, for those that need some hope, I would recommend to go to the Bite Show and scroll down and look at the Blessed Hope series. Look at the Helmet of Salvation. If you're discouraged, because God has a plan for the church in these last days, even though it's going to get darker and more challenging. God has made full provision for us to be triumphant in these last days.
Well, I think we're entering difficult times. I don't think most people will be willing to accept that. My only hope is that the message we're putting out now, people will remember when things begin falling apart, and hopefully if you're not already a Christian at that time, they will look to the Lord, and if they are a Christian, they'll realize that our only hope is through Him. Anyway, God bless. Thank you so very much for being with us, and I look forward to talking to you in the not-too-distant future.
And thank you too, Dr. Stan. Blessings to you, my friend.
Oh, bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, of course, that was Doug Riggs, and we do carry the book, The Dark Awakening by Russ Dizdar. That's The Dark Awakening. We think this is a vitally important book. And so, basically, it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. It goes into this whole issue of trauma-based mind control. It is prevalent in our society, and there are a lot of people out there who know something seriously wrong. They know that something happened in their youth. They just are not able to think effectively. I mean, they have multiple personalities, and basically some of these multiple personalities can be actually caused to bring it to terrible things. It was a television series at one time. It was called The Pretender, and it was a very, very popular program. It went on for 3 or 4 or 5 years, and basically it was basically all based upon this, but people saw it on television. They figured it couldn't be real. It really is real, ladies and gentlemen, and they actually have organizations that actually do kidnap children and alter their whole outlook on the world. We have a tape set, programs we did in the past with Russ, on certainly on mind control. You must understand we're dealing with organized evil, and when you do, so much of what's going on will begin to make sense. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and if you'd like to get Russ Dizdar's book, The Dark Awakening, it's available by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. Well, we're involved in a spiritual battle. You see, we live in a material world, but there's a mystical world out there. We live in a subjective world, but there's a spiritual world. We live in a tangible world, but there's an intangible world. We live in a visible world, but there's an invisible world. And there's all sorts of things that are happening in the supernatural realm. But basically, there is a supernatural realm, and there is a battle being fought there between good and evil. And, of course, this battle is coming to a climax very, very soon. Well, certainly we do hope that if you're out there in the listening audience, you're in a position to help Radio Liberty so we can maintain our network of over 50 outlets every single week. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our newsletter and our 4 best CDs or tapes every month. Or you can subscribe to our newsletter, or you can donate to us, or maybe you have something you'd like to advertise, because we do quite well. The people who listen to our program really do support our advertisers, and we've had a lot of great compliments on what we do. So our plea to you is please certainly go to our website at radioliberty.com. You can certainly listen to our programs there. You can watch our DVDs. You can read our newsletters. We ask you to tell other people about Radio Liberty. And I will tell you, we have a correspondent over there in Jerusalem. She called me recently to tell me how amazed she was at how many people in Jerusalem listening to our programs, and certainly her emails, because she's on with us once a month, I think the first Thursday of every month. And then, of course, we just got an email today from somebody in New Zealand who's listening to our programs on a regular basis. We know they're listening in Japan. They're listening all over the world. People are beginning to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. We hope that you'll want to get it, because it will help you to understand the true nature of what's going on behind the scenes, that there really are secret societies founded in the occult, like the Trilateral Commission, David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission. If you'd like to know what Barry Goldwater said about David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission, it's on page 280 of his book, With No Apologies. We have used copies of Barry Goldwater's With No Apologies, and there he says David Rockefeller's organization is intent upon taking over the economic and political control of the world by first seizing the political government of the United States. Those are his words, by first seizing the political government of the United States. That was written in 1979. They control the government today. There's only 80 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, and some of those are Canadians and some of them are Mexicans. But of that 80 members, why every president or vice president between 1977 and 2008 has been a member of the Trilateral Commission. Now, Barack Obama and Biden are not. But Barack Obama picked 11 of those 80 people as his closest advisors. And if you believe that Barack Obama is making the decisions, he's not. He does what he's told to do. And if he didn't, they'd send him on a trip to Dallas. This is the way the world really works. You need to learn about the secret societies. You need to go to trilateral.org. That's trilateral.org. Look at the logo of the Trilateral Commission and the upside-down broken cross that separates the three curved arrows. Some people think they're sixes. I personally do, but whether you believe that or not, there's no question that the logo in the center is that emblem of the upside-down broken cross that antedated the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. We ask you, of course, to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders, pray for our ministers, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, because we are on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And we're going to be back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen, right here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.